General Assistant Department, number one speaking.
Hello, this is number two.
Excuse me.
Just a moment, please. The maker of the Benson and Hedges cigarettes invites you to lean back, light up a cigarette, and eavesdrop on the lives of the Bowler and Brolly Brigade. They are...
the best of the ministry.
In the General Assistance Department, two senior executives peer at the papers in front of them.
The statistics are quite startling.
Yes, yes. I'd say she's 38, 23, 36.
This is certainly the best calendar we've ever had.
Yes, it's certainly more interesting than your usual one of kittens in a basket, number two.
Mind you, I miss the poems. Still, this young lady's got a remarkable physique.
But I must say that swimming costume's a bit, isn't it? Imagine making a girl in a costume like that.
I'll tear it off. Stage it, number two. the page, I mean.
Oh.
Then we can see the girl for the following month.
No. You've already got a 6 months in advance. Look, I don't know whether I'm fixing up my summer holidays or my winter flu break.
I'm sorry, number one.
And incidentally, I hate to say this, but we'll have to get on with some work. Otherwise, we can't get off for the weekend until Thursday.
Oh, well, I suppose you're right. Well, what's it to be? More equipment checks for the Navy?
That's it. Mm.
Tell me, did you solve that problem about the anchors getting rusty?
Oh, yes, of course. I did a bit of research and soon found a reason. They were putting them in the water, you know.
Good heavens.
I recommended that the practice be discontinued. But here's what I'm looking forward to testing. The new Mark IV hammock. We'll tie one end round the hat stand over here, like so. There we are. Now, where can I tie the other end? This should do nicely.
Number one, that's my neck.
No, don't quibble, number two. It's got to be tested, and I'll just jump at it.
You do that,
Oh, it's quite comfortable, really. I'll bounce up and down a bit. Stand still, number two. You look like something out of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Oh, here he is now. Oh, dear. Oh, I suppose I'd better get down and answer it. Oh, I was enjoying that. General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown speaking.
What are you dealing with at the moment?
Hammocks, Sir Gregory.
I beg your pardon? hammocks. Right. Haven't you finished that job yet?
Hmm? Oh, no, not quite, Sir Gregory. My number two has been holding it up.
Well, the Ministry of Defense has got a bigger job for you. Something to do with the submarine. We've got to go over there at noon and get the details from Vice Admiral Guppy.
I'm off to the Ministry of Defense, number two. I've got an appointment at 12.
Well, it's only across the road. It won't take you an hour to get there.
It will if I go via St. James's Park.
I see. You're going to see the ducks again.
Oh, they look forward to seeing me, you know, especially Esmeralda. As soon as I appear, up she'll come, little feet turned out and her chest puffed up and her backside waggling. Oh, I've never seen anything like it, you know. Oh, I don't know, though. Perhaps I have seen something like it. Yes, sir. Mildred, have you got tea on that tray there?
Well, some of it, but there's quite a lot left in the cups.
I see. Oh, I don't think I'll bother. I'll just take a couple of biscuits with me. Thank you. Goodbye.
What's he taking their biscuits for, Mr. Lamb?
Oh, to give to the birds in St. James's Park. He likes to have them flocking round.
Aye, some of them office girls don't need much encouragement either.
No. Well, why don't you have your 11th in here?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Lamb. Will you be mother? Oh, then you can have Mr. Lennox Brown's suggestive biscuits.
Right, oh, Mildred, what a treat, eh?
Mr. Lamb, now we're alone together, there's something I'd like to ask your advice on. Rather personal.
I'm not much good at that.
Only, me boyfriend Bernard, well, he's been happy to do something, you see, and I'm not sure if I should.
Mildred, I'm hardly the one to... I've never...
He wants me to go on a diet.
But it's not as if I... Oh, a diet.
I think I'm putting on weight. Would you say I was, well, perhaps a tiny bit fuller in the figure?
Oh, certainly not, Mildred. No, indeed. Anyway, I like big fat girls. I didn't mean that, Mildred. You're not fat. Good heavens, no. No. Listen, I meant your run. I wish I had a figure like... No, that is, I don't... What I'm trying to say is... Look, I didn't mean to be rude about your figure. Are you going to hold it against me?
Oh, somebody might go in. I knew it. I'm just a tumble.
Oh, absolute rubbish. Perhaps half an inch off here and there and possibly there, just to balance out.
Well, I'll go on diet right away then, as soon as I've eaten this cream donut.
Cream donut?
I read about them in a magazine. They're not fattening, you know, cream donuts. They're slimming. Or was it the other way round? Well, I'll look it up when I've eaten it.
Mildred, that's what you want, exercise. Why don't you join the Civil Service Keep Fit Club?
Not likely. Not while that Mr. Lightfoot's in charge. Tickler Lightfoot, the girls call him.
Well, I've never had any trouble with him. I'll tell you what, though. He's devised a special list of exercises for people who want to lose weight.
Oh, do you think he'll get them for me?
I shouldn't leave my desk. There's a lot of work waiting. Memos, schedules, top priority orders. I'll nip over and get them for you right away. He's sure to be in his office.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Up, sideways, down. Up, sideways, down.
Ah, Mr. Lightfoot, sorry to interrupt you.
Hello, lamb, coming. One, two, three, four. Good to see you back in the gym again. One, two, three, four.
I've come for some exercises.
Splendid. Jacket off, sleeves rolled up. We'll soon get better than back. Now, come on.
Oh, very well.
One, two, three, four. You left out of your Keep Fit Club quite suddenly, didn't you?
Yes, I did. The vaulting horse was too close to the open window.
Yes, so it was.
Yes. After I got out of hospital, I sort of lost my enthusiasm.
How pity. Skipping on the spot. Begin.
Well, I didn't really. Salt, mustard, vinegar, pepper, come for this, you know.
Well, what did you salt, mustard, vinegar, pepper come for?
I came for salt, mustard, vinegar, pepper. Just a moment. The exercises aren't for me. Never a girl in the office.
Oh, is she a member of the club?
No.
Oh, pity. Well, quickly slip on the boxing gloves.
What?
Now, that's it. Now, flabby. Now, keep the guard up. Ow. You left your stomach wide open. Yeah. Well, perhaps that's enough of that.
I think so.
Oh, well, onto the trampoline. Up you go. That way.
But
here we
you
go.
You don't have to. This girl, she's putting on weight. And I told her to go and do these exercises. Don't you come on, you worked out for people. It's not for me. I don't need any. Get me down off this thing. Get me down. I think I'm going to...
Oh, dear. You missed. Oh, you want my list of reducing exercises. I think there's a copy on my desk. Here we are.
Thank you. I really must go.
Go? Oh, nonsense. We've only just begun. Quickly now, pick up these dumbbells.
Hold on.
Onto the circle. One, please, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three.
Oh, Vice Admiral Guppy, I'm Lennox Brown from the General Assistance Department.
Oh, come in. I've been expecting you. Sit down.
Thank you very much, Admiral. Thank you.
Got a problem with some wretched boat. One of the kind that goes under the water. What are they called?
Submarine?
Yes, that's it. Submarine. Heaven knows why anyone should want to go under the water. Bad enough on top of it.
Yes, of course, quite.
Went on the water myself once, you know. Well, you'll have to if you're going in for this short job.
Yes, so I imagine, yes.
Only the once, mind you. Hated it. Sick as a dog. Of course, you get a nasty swell on the Serpentine.
Dear me, I'm supposed you do, yes.
Ever been seasick? Ghastly. I even got a touch driving over Waterloo Bridge.
What an odd business.
Anyway, you didn't come here to hear the memoirs of an old sea dog, eh? You want to know about this,
submarine?
Submarine, that's right. Well, she's a scruffy old tub, apparently. But she's been refitted. So she has to have a series of tests or some such nonsense. We want you to supervise.
Supervise the testing of a submarine? I wouldn't know where to start.
No, of course. Who would? But you won't have to do it personally. She's got a crew aboard. All you have to do is represent the ministry.
Ah, good. Well, as long as I don't have to do anything, that's all right.
Some idiots worked out a standard series of maneuvers and exercises for testing submarines. You just check they're carried out.
I see.
Here's the list of maneuvers. You can take it with you.
Oh, thank you very much. Let's have a look now. Exercise 1, designed to ensure maximum naval flexibility. Dive nose first, land on bottom, hands move to the rear.
Stupid charade, of course. Well, you test the submarine, will you? I'm off to lunch with your Sir Gregory.
Oh, very good, Admiral. And what's the submarine's name and where do I find her?
What? Oh, it's down here somewhere. HMS Scampi. She's in Cardigan Bay waiting for the test.
Ah, yes. Well, I'll take this list and we'll fly down there tomorrow.
Can't you go today? Get the wretched tub back into service?
Oh, afraid not. We're terribly busy in the General Assistance Department. The whole place is a hive of activity. Oh, it is indeed.
Come on in, Bernard. The Lone Ranger and Tonto are both out, so, it's the Lone, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Indeed it is, Miss Muffin.
This is Bernard, my boyfriend, Mr. Lennox Brown.
I see, it is really. And where is Tonto?
Oh, he went over to see Mr. Lightfoot, sir.
Really? Well, look, in future, arrange things so the office isn't empty. And if I'm out, you should be in, unless he's in. In which case, you can be out. And if he's not in, I'm out there and nobody's in. And is that quite clear?
If you say so, sir.
Can't have people sloping off to lunch when there's work to be done, can we?
Well, I'm sorry, sir. Do you want to do some dictation?
Oh, no. I'm off to lunch.
Oh, he's a proper little Genghis Khan when he gets going, isn't he?
Oh, he's harmless. He never gets really stroppy on account of his teeth fall out, you see. Here, Bernard, remember when I went to see the film at the Odeon last night? Oh, it was smashing. There was this Latin bloke, see, and he took his girl in his arms and poured torrents of passionate chat in her lug hole.
Go on.
And then he sort of tore at her blouse off her shoulder with an oath. He had a sort of flashing light in his eyes.
Did he?
Aye, it was a manager with a torch. And he threw them both out. We had to watch the rotten film after that.
Life interested.
Oh, not when you've got rotten work to do. And look at this lot waiting to be typed. The Wilson sewage report, the Fitchley bypass scheme, list of exercises.
Exercises? They're the ones for reducing your figure.
Oh, aye. Mr. Lamb was to come back and left them for me while we were out. Oh, good.
Why don't you try them out now?
Oh, dear. Oh, I couldn't.
Go on.
Oh, no.
Go on, then. Have it your own way, fatty.
Oh, all right, then. Well, you read them out to me.
Baby, it's a fun, eh? Here we go. Exercise 1. Designed to ensure maximum naval flexibility.
Hey, that's a funny place to start. Hey, what am I supposed to do then?
Dive nose first, land on bottom, hands move to rear.
I expect they will if I land on my bottom. Dive nose first. Oh, well, here goes, then. Oh, I think I've ruined myself.
Exercise 2, come on.
Oh.
Rise slowly, keeping stern high than nose.
Hey, you must be joking.
Look for signs of strain in pipes and tubes. Shut trap and pump out forward areas.
Do what?
Move backwards, rotating both stabilizers.
Hey, I don't know what Mr. Lang thinks I am. Oh, my flipping back.
I'd never get away from that Lightfoot fellow. I'm back, Mildred. I've got those exercises for you. Mildred, number 1. I wonder where everyone is.
Ah, there you are, number 2. I'm back.
I was half expecting to find the office empty again.
Oh? Number two,
you've got a black eye and your hair's all over the place.
Yes, I know. It's what I've been doing, you see. It all started because of Mildred's figure. I made a suggestion.
Oh, and where is Mildred?
She's not here.
I can see that. Oh. Hang on, there's a note on her desk here. Let's have a look. Dear Mr. Lennox Brown, I have had to go to the sick bay for a lie down. I have ricked my back on account of what Mr. Lamb made me do. Yours truly, Mildred Murphy.
I don't understand, number one.
I think I do, you unspeakable bounder.
But I didn't do it.
Do what?
I don't know.
No. Good. Number two, I shall go down to the sick bay and get a full statement from poor Miss Muffin.
But number one, I don't understand.
That is my duty. The whole matter may be well brought up at the staff meeting next Tuesday.
I don't know what's got into everybody. Fancy flying out of the office like that. Hello.
Ah, Lamb. Pitkin, yeah. Just called to make sure that it's Brown's getting on with that infamous scampy business. When is he?
He just flew out, Sir Gregory.
When do the exercises start?
The exercises?
No, this funny old tub of yours. When did you start your exercises?
Oh, those exercises. Now, fancy you knowing about that. Well, I'm afraid they've been postponed, Sir Gregory.
What?
Yes, from what I can gather, she's been involved in some sort of accident.
An accident? Good grief, where is she now?
She's down below, lying on the bed.
In the bed?
Yes.
Oh, this is terrible. Are there any men down there?
Only Mr. Lennox Brown.
You mean he went down personally?
Yes.
What would there be for that?
Well, he felt it was his duty, Sir Gregory.
And there was an accident? How dreadful. Is there any chance of it being brought up?
Possibly. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday? Let's hear God. I get things moving quicker than that. Leave this to me, Lamb.
A lot of fuss over Mildred ricking her back.
Combined Ocean Rescue Service, Lieutenant Payne speaking.
Last, now listen carefully. One of my staff is trapped in a submarine somewhere on the bottom of Cardigan Bay.
Why, say, jolly careless of him, what?
What? What are you talking about, man? I want a full-scale rescue operation mounted immediately. Helicopters, launches, on the ground.
No. Let's not swing our shambles before we've got the cork out. Details first, what? Now then, name?
Sir Gregory Pitkin.
I see. And what's this fool Pitkin doing in a submarine?
His name is Lennox Brown. From the General Assistance Department.
General Assistance Department. One of their chaps called us out once before, Mr. Lamb.
No?
Yes, last year. His clockwork motorboat had sunk in the round pond at Hampstead. Only one chap down there, did you say?
Yes, the rest must have gone out somehow. Lennox Brown probably stayed behind to help the others out. He always was a bit soft in the head.
Yes. Yeah, Isn't time running out for him, eh? Better get a move on and fill out the appropriate form. Now then, what's his grandmother's maiden name on his father's side?
Balderdash.
I see. Would that be one of the Wiltshire Balderdashes?
Now look here, Lieutenant. I'll take full responsibility. Get on with it.
Very well. Well, leave it to me. I know exactly what to do. Lieutenant Payne here, Combined Ocean Rescue Service. What a spot of news. Usual rate?
Yes. Fire away.
Submarine damage, bottom of Cardigan Bay. Chappy trapped, name of Lennox Brown.
Great stuff. Any more details?
Yes, he's a civil servant from the General Assistance Department. Full-scale rescue operation in progress. Or will be as soon as I finish this phone call.
Well, number two, Mildred here tells me I've misjudged you.
How do you mean, number one?
Well, Mr. Lennox Brown thought that you'd, Well, it did look a bit funny, didn't it?
What did?
Never mind. Let's forget the whole ugly misunderstanding.
Right here, number one. What ugly misunderstanding?
Oh, look, just forget it, number two. You're all right now, aren't you, Mildred?
Well, I suppose so.
I've got your slimming exercises here. Would you like me to put them?
As I haven't got another job to go to, I'd rather not say.
Oh, quite amusing, really. Fancy you doing those exercises designed for a submarine.
That's what she did.
Oh, highly comical. What should I do for an encore? Break me leg.
Well, it is funny, Mildred. I mean, as if anyone could mix you up with a submarine.
Yeah. What's the matter, number two? You've come all over sea green.
Well, Sir Gregory, I thought, but he thought of nothing, number one.
Good, good. Well, come through to the inner office, Mildred. I've got some dictation for you.
Right you, sir.
Oh, dear. Sir Gregory couldn't have thought, could he? No, I'm sure he didn't. He couldn't have, not possibly.
Oh, now, in lab. About this damaged submarine at the bottom of Cardigan Bay, where Lennox Brown trapped
him. Oh, no.
I've informed the Prime Minister of the entire Home Fleet is standing by.
Gregory, I can't explain.
I know he's your friend, Lamb. But keep a stiff upper lip and all that.
I forgot me notebook. Ooh, Gregory.
Never mind, Miss Irvin. We must all be brave little soldiers, mustn't we?
Pardon?
When I think of poor Lennox Brown, Frederick, if I may call him that.
Well, you can if you like, sir, but his name's Derek.
Tragic business, tragic. He can't have much air left, you know, by now.
Well, he hasn't really, but he pushes it forward to cover the ball bit.
Well, Sir Gregory, I think I must explain. There's been a terrible... Well,
that's a moment, Lamb. Hello, Pitkin here. The press. Yes, you've got on to it, have you?
I understand you've initiated a massive rescue operation.
Well, yes. Humphrey Lennox Brown was more than an employee. He was a personal friend. Make sure you spell the name right, won't you? Pitkin.
Right. I'm sure he'll be a great loss, sir. Is there a photograph?
Oh, yes, a shot of me in the garden, all right.
Yes. Can you give me some more details about Lennox Brown, I mean?
Oh, Elgin Lennox Brown, yes, a dedicated civil servant. The man was always there when he wanted him.
Mildred, how much love Oh, Sir Gregory.
Afternoon, Lennox Brown. Yes, a great fellow, and if he's here himself, he can tell you what... Lennox Brown!
Yes, Sir Gregory?
What's the meaning of this? Why the dickens are you 50 fathoms out of the sea, suffocating?
I beg your pardon.
Look, I can explain it all. Mildred was getting fat, you see, so I went for some exercises. My black eye made Mr. Lennox Brown go down to the sick bay, and Mildred thought she was a submarine. But it turned out she wasn't.
Yes, I see. Yes. And why didn't you tell me all this before?
Well, will someone tell me what's happening?
I'll tell you, Lennox Brown. I have instituted a massive air-sea rescue operation. If they don't find a half-drowned civil servant, I shall look a fool.
Oh.
And I'm not going to look a fool, Lennox Brown. Understand?
And here's the news. The massive air-sea rescue operation in Cardigan Bay area was called off late this afternoon when a half-drowned civil servant was hauled out of the Thames near Westminster Bridge. The man, Derek Lennox Brown, was discovered by a colleague, Mr. Richard Lamb, who happened to be rowing past the spot at the time.
Well, Mr. Lamb, I'm amazed you got away with it.
Fortunately, we had an independent witness to the rescue, Sir Gregory. He was standing on the bank with a boat hook.
A boat hook? Oh, in case Mr. Lennox Brown didn't manage to scramble out.
No, in case he changed his mind about jumping in.
I see. Here, Mr. Lamb, how did you get that black eye?
Boxing with Mr. Lightfoot.
No, not that one, the other one.
Good morning, Mildred. Good morning, number two. No hard feelings, eh? How's your eye?
I'd rather not discuss it.
I see. What's on today? Did you finally send that list of exercises to the submarine, Mildred? What they call HMS Scampi?
Aye, sir. First thing this morning is the copy.
Oh, good. Let me see. Mildred, you sent these instructions for the submarine exercises?
Aye, sir.
Bend in the middle and spring back. Jump up and down on the spot, turn double somersault and finish in upside down. Well, look, you might have checked this, number two. You know what will happen if they carry out this set of exercises.
Yes, number one. We'll have the slimmest submarine in the British Navy.
Humping along as the men from the ministry tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. The last straw from the camel's back were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Muir, and Pat Simpson. Join them again next Saturday at 9 for another half-hour smoke break with the makers of Benson and Hedges cigarettes.
John Simpson and Tom Meehan wrote tonight's Men from the Ministry script. Tom Meehan produced it before a wonderful audience. Joining us again next Saturday night? Great. See you then.